Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than bostonproper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. bostonproper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else. We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy Push Up Bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-minute morning show.
It's fine. It's fine.
No,
just
no
eat
way.
It.
Just
no
eat
way.
It.
No, don't eat it.
No that way. Smells awful.
Maybe that's the cheese.
There?
Is that the
nope.
cheese that's supposed to smell like that?
Don't eat it.
So here's the
it.
Issue. What's up? It's the 15-minute morning show. I'm Bethany. Counterclockwise, Brody,
yes.
Greg T, Garrett, Danielle, Nate, Scary. So I bought this mixed goat cheese salad at Whole Foods yesterday.
Sounds delicious.
Put a lid on it. I can
a lid is on it right now. And I bought it for like $9.
Yeah, well, goat. Exchange it.
Brought it into work today. Yeah. Opened it up and I think it smells like it's turned, but it doesn't.
Doesn't look like it.
But it doesn't look like it, and I really want to eat it.
It's aerating. When you open up the thing, it smells like that broccoli smell. Like.
It smells like somebody took a shit in a bowl and covered it. And you just opened it up and let that smell.
So enjoy your salad now.
I
think goat stands for grossest of all time. That's
Can
nasty.
I see that?
It's like a diaper.
I love goat cheese, good. But I wouldn't eat that.
I'm concerned the lettuce turned overnight.
I would take it back.
Bethany, why don't you just like scoop around the salad, see if it looks bad.
Tell somebody shit I'm sorry, in the bowl.
You put the dressing on it already.
Yeah. I don't think the lettuce is the problem.
Well, no, seriously. It's usually the lettuce that gets soupy. Yeah. It smells,
God.
I don't think anything, because it's just cranberries
it's
and
cheese.
Don't open it again, you're opening it again.
Come on, Skeery.
It smells awful.
I
want to
examine it.
I come to all you people that
By the way,
do this.
Skeery said, before we got on, Skeery said.
You got to put on a white suit with like a mask and everything, and the hose, hazmat, with the hose and the hair.
I was going to say, as Skeery said before the podcast started, okay. I'm sure it's fine. I ate day-old sushi yesterday. As if there's any correlation between day-old sushi and her salad being bad. So go ahead and eat it, Skeery. You're a tough guy.
The lettuce looks a little dry, but here's what I think
dry.
It is.
We
I think,
can smell it now.
No, what you're smelling is the blue cheese.
Uh-uh. But it's not blue cheese, it's goat cheese.
Oh, that's a problem.
Then maybe.
Well, it is now. The problem.
It's blue goat.
I think you're okay. I really
take
don't.
A bite. At least no take a way. Bite.
Don't.
It's Roquefort.
No way.
Roquefort.
I wouldn't do it. It's not Roquefort.
Don't do it.
Bethany, don't
do it.
Don't make yourself sick.
I can't smell that anymore.
Alice, come on in here.
Dramatic.
It's great. It's not Roquefort.
I wouldn't do it.
It's from, I never go to Whole Foods.
What's the smell in here?
Yeah.
That's it.
The salad.
I think that my salad turned overnight, but I bought it at Whole Foods and I never go to Whole Foods. There's not even one near me. So I can't go anywhere to return it because I'm never going to go to Whole Foods again.
Well, what's in it that smells like that?
I think it's the lettuce went bad, but there's
also get the dressing in there.
Goat cheese, the good news is cranberries and nuts.
It looks delicious.
It's free range lettuce. So
it looks good, but I don't know.
It's lettuce that can run around and not be trapped in a cage.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it looks delicious.
Should I eat it?
Yes.
No, it smells awful.
Wait a minute. Elvis hasn't smelled it.
Its bark is worse than its bite.
I just walked in the door and I can smell it. Do I still look like I'm about to die?
No, you look good.
I just had my makeup done and I overdid it. And so I look like I should be in the casket. What's so funny?
You looked like you were about to pass out.
You know that blue look? All right. Well, so what were you guys talking about? I'm sorry.
We're talking about trying to get Bethany to either eat the salad or throw it out.
I would throw it out. Wouldn't even bother.
Well, now I'm hungry.
Well, I'll buy you lunch, darling. Hey, there's no timer. This has to be 15 minutes exactly.
It's okay. Right, there's a timer right there on the machine.
Look on
it's
the cart
counting
deck.
Down. Cart deck.
And the music comes up.
20, oh, my God. We still have 11 and a half minutes.
Yeah,
oh,
we God. We just started this.
All right, well, you guys, I'm going to sit over here. Whatever you... go ahead.
Well, we were talking about the stinky salad.
Here's the other thing I want to talk
for
about.
For 4 minutes?
Is there some... Yeah. Well, there was a lot of... Well, we all had to give our opinion. We had to go around
stank.
The room.
A lot of hoopla.
I do have a question, though. So... I was showing Brody before we went on. I was showing Brody a picture of my cousin, Elvis. This is the picture. Now, my cousin is significantly taller than me, and I'm wearing heels in this picture. And he is...
he's close to 7 feet tall.
He's 6'9". Now, the thing about him is that when he was a little baby, he had open heart surgery. And so they said that that stunted his growth.
So thank God.
He would have been over 7 feet tall. So my question for you is, like, nobody would believe him if he said his growth had been stunted.
No.
Because he's 6'9".
Right.
Right.
Is there anything about you that people would not believe because you don't seem like it? Like, there are people who are crazy, crazy smart who are actually dyslexic, but no one would believe them because it's like, how did you get this far if you have a hard time reading or writing or whatever? Mm. Is there something you've overcome or is there something that would be hard to believe about you? I'll pause for you to think.
Oh, God. Well...
Like, for one thing, Elvis, you and I have talked about, we're both really, really shy.
Yeah.
But people don't believe that because of the industry we're in.
Very good point. No. I'm an introvert.
Yep.
I'm shy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, but most of my stuff, it's out there because I talk so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't have any hidden crevices.
Oh, I don't believe that for a second.
But you know what? I know straight Nate has a lot of stuff that happened to him as a kid. And he told me one night some of these stories, and I cried. I was sad.
Oh my
I was
gosh.
Sad.
What happened to you?
Oh, well,
like,
on,
like you tell him about your birthdays as a child. This is. Are you ready to?
Oh, no.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm laughing because it's so sad.
Yeah. Birthdays was the worst days.
Yeah. Aww. No, it would be. We would always hold birthdays for anybody in our family at my grandmother's house because she had the big house, right? That everybody could gather at. And it was the gathering place. So, but the problem was she had a dog, so I couldn't go in the house because of the dog.
Why?
So
tell him why.
Because I was very allergic.
Highly allergic.
Highly allergic. I'd be in the house for 5 seconds and I'd get hives and not be able to breathe. So I vividly remember hearing at my birthday party, happy birthday being sung in the house while I was in the garage. And everybody else was around the cake singing happy birthday.
Do you see why it's so sad? It makes me laugh.
Here's my question. Why couldn't everyone, one, have either joined you in the garage?
Because it was cold in the garage.
Or,
I know. It was in January.
They love the dog more than you.
Maybe if it's your birthday, we have the party someplace else.
No. Okay, do you understand what I mean by it's so sad? It makes me laugh.
It's so sad.
It's like it's the saddest story ever.
And you didn't have a bad childhood. You had very loving parents.
But I'd be out there playing with Matchbox cars while they're singing happy birthday to me in the kitchen.
That's messed up, dude.
Yeah, that is messed up. It explains a lot of your, you know,
but now,
the way you are now.
As I look at myself, I don't want anybody to fuss over me. And I realize it's because nobody ever fussed over me to begin with.
Is that explain why you've shut down all of your emotions?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Interesting.
It could be a clue.
Yeah. No, I got.
I've had the worst birthday ever too. Growing up as a diabetic, you would have ice cream cake, and when you would have kids over for your birthday party, everybody would sing happy birthday to you, and then you'd blow out the candles, and normally, the kid who is having the birthday party would have a slice of his own birthday cake. Well, since I was a diabetic, type 1 diabetic, I would just blow out the candles and just fade into the background as all my friends would engulf in
the
cake.
Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad. It makes you laugh.
So what would you
had friends?
What would you get?
You
would
were
you
lucky.
Get like food?
I would get a cookie.
Aww.
All right.
Aww. You just fade into
the When I was in the first grade, my birthday was awful. I came back from lunch after running around like crazy, and then it was time for like, oh, let's pass some Hostess cupcakes around the class for Scary's birthday. And I ate one, and then I threw up right there. I got sick. Right on my desk. And I was like mortified because everybody was laughing.
See,
at
that's
me.
A sad moment.
It was sad.
But it makes me laugh.
And you know what? As a result, I do not eat Hostess cupcakes.
Those are so good, though.
Specifically those.
Did they break out the wood saw chips?
With the swirl on
the swirly
top?
White.
Oh, yeah.
After you vomited, threw up, did they break out the wood saw chips to cover
your
vomit?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Brody, your turn.
So, a similar cupcake story. There was, I don't know, let's say 16 kids in the class for my birthday. So I brought in 16 cupcakes, but Carmine took two and ate one really fast. And then so he got two of them, and I didn't get a cupcake for my own damn birthday.
Carmine's an asshole.
He is an asshole.
Oh, the best was in school. So being a type 1 diabetic, I couldn't have
all it. Right, all right.
So when kids would bring in these cupcakes, in seventh grade, I got a water. So all the kids got munchkins and cupcakes, and I got a nice water, too.
Water, you know, water is very good for
oh,
you.
Oh, it's delicious, but not...
Wouldn't
it's
a, your I got mom a rock. Make sure you got something?
For my birthday, yes. But for everyone else's birthday, I wasn't going to make everyone else bring in something special just for me, so I'll just have my birthday water.
So, you know, our friend Stephen Levine is like this, where when he sees something really sad or tragic, he can't help but laugh.
Yeah.
It's this weird way he's wired. I mean, he can't go to a funeral because he'll start laughing at the funeral.
Yeah.
There's just something about sadness that makes him laugh, and he doesn't mean... He doesn't think it's funny. No. He's wired. He's
sometimes it's
programmed that way.
I think it's a nervous reaction a lot
yes.
of times, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I know, but Greg T has told some sad, sad stories about his
I
childhood.
I was trying to think of one.
I can't laugh at those.
But they're so, but those they are so bad, you can't laugh at those.
Yeah, I mean, because I had a, you know, a drug and abuse.
No,
I can say it. Why do you gotta say it?
He said it very often on this podcast.
Okay, go ahead. Talk about
it. Fuck him. So anyway.
Hey, Garrett's diabetic. Can you not?
No, I'm sorry. The only story I can come up with was when, so, all my friends were getting these cool, Elvis, you resigned. The situation for me, but later in life. So all my friends were buying this bicycle. Their parents were buying it. It was called the Mongoose. Scary, you even had one,
I
right?
had a Mongoose. It was blue. It was
right.
awesome.
It was like the bike to have. You yep. had to have the Mongoose.
That was the bike
right?
of our childhood.
So it was my turn. It's my birthday. I was going to go get a bike. So I said, Dad, please, let's go. So we went to this bicycle store, and there it was right in front of me.
Oh,
the blue
shiny.
Mongoose. Oh. I couldn't wait. I sat on it, and I'm holding the grips, and I'm like, Dad, look at me on this bike. Like, this is it. This is the bike. And then my dad saw this other bike next to it. It was called the Jumper. And I
but it was, and how much? It was half the price, right?
Half the price, blue, looked no just like it. And the guy, and he says, how much is this one? And the guy says, you know, it was $100, whatever it was. And then he goes, is it good? He goes, it's just as good. And I'm like, and I'm on the job on the Mongoose. I'm like, no, Dad, please.
I'll put it in the car.
So
begging.
What happened? Tell him what happened.
So he goes, all right. So we left. And then the next day I came home, and in the garage was the fucking Jumper.
And
I was like, no.
So what did you do?
I kept my tears on the inside.
Oh,
and he said, he's like, let me see you ride it. And I'm like, okay. And the Mongoose had like free wheel, so like you can like pedal backwards. And yep. the Mongoose had like back brakes.
Yeah.
So like I couldn't go anywhere.
Back brakes.
And I was Jumper, riding yeah. up the street, and I'm like, this is great, Dad. And I'm like,
But it really, truly, it affected you for life.
I never forgot it. And then you know what happened? A couple, maybe it was a couple of years ago, for my birthday, Elvis Duran, you bought me a Mongoose.
Got him a real Mongoose.
Oh, nice.
Couldn't
so
believe it.
Nice.
This is much worse than yeah. dads who can't afford to buy their kids any bike. Wow.
That was a bike? Classic bike. Mine got stolen out of the fucking shed.
Wow.
Well, so
by the way,
no, really. No, because everybody wanted the Mongoose.
I left home. I just left home. I moved out. I was in with you, moved in with you. And I'm like, at one point, I was feeling nostalgic. I'm like, I want my Mongoose back. I got to have it. Hey, Ma, where's the Mongoose? Where's my bike? Oh, yeah. Daddy accidentally left the shed open. It got stolen. Someone freaking hijacked my mongoose.
That was
gone.
Me. I wanted it so bad, I stole the freaking bike.
God. Very pissed.
Mongoose.
So, Danielle, you've really said nothing about your tragic childhood.
I had a great childhood. My brother, you know, did mean things to me as a kid, but that's normal. But nothing like, I remember one time the neighbors called me down for a party that I was fighting with the neighbors. And they said, oh, come down. We want to hang out. We want to, you know, have a little party. So I went down there. And instead of having a party, all they did was want to yell at me and scream at me and make fun of me. But guess what? God. My brother was down there too, yelling at me as well and screaming at me as well because I had a fight with my brother as well. So yeah, that was a good day.
So you were fighting with everyone.
I was fighting with everyone that day, but yeah. But I got over it.
You know, this one time my dad bought me a motorcycle.
Oh, God.
This is for real.
I wanted a Harley Davidson, but he got me a Suzuki.
No, he bought me a motorcycle against my mother's will. And I ended up getting arrested on this motorcycle. I was cutting it through this guy's lawn on the motorcycle. And the guy jumped out and he stopped me. And then the cops came and they impounded my motorcycle. When we got it out of impound, my mother made me sell it. So then I really never had a bike. I never had ever got a birthday
present.
What made
you go through the lawn?
Well, that's where you can go to the dirt pits where you wanted to ride the bike. But instead of going around, it was easier to cut through the guy's lawn. So he would cut.
So
well,
I guess
who wants to go around?
You're right. When you can just drive through someone's lawn.
Yeah, he was waiting for us because you're coming.
Have you ever done this where you know that you have a fault of some sort and then you can actually, you can trace it back to something that happened to you as a kid?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't make it go away. It does make you understand yourself a little better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of those.
Let's talk about one.
No.
Come on, we have time.
You know what? Fitting in. I never fit in as a kid. Never. I had friends who were athletes and, you know, in Boy Scouts, they always did the Boy Scout things and I didn't want to do that. And so I was just a loner. I was a loner kid. I mean, I had one or two good friends here and there. So I was not all alone all the time. But, you know, I was always alone growing up. Mm-hmm. I always felt comfortable because I could be me on my own. I didn't have to pretend to be into sports, which I sucked at.
Yeah.
You know, so I can see how that's affected me now, how I've grown up. Like when I'm home alone, I love it.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to be on. I don't have to tap dance for anyone. It's just me.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with me and not with anyone else.
I would have tried to be your friend. I really would have. I always found the kids that didn't have friends, and I tried to do whatever I could to be their friend.
You would have been the bully.
No.
You would have.
I'm telling you, I really was never, because I got my ass kicked at home, right? So when I got to school, I was always trying to find the kids that were bullied, and I became their friend. I swear, I would have looked you out.
You did have a thing. You had a problem with gay guys. You told me that.
Never.
Yes, you did.
When I was in a fraternity house, that was a long time ago. Story.
Oh, really? Do you care to give details?
No, it was you know, you're a guy, you don't really know, and it has nothing to do with anything. I don't even know where we're going with this conversation.
Adolescent years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So much
anyway,
by working
so
here.
It's always good to look back on those things you just kind of shrug off when you were a kid. How did it affect you? How did it affect you now that you're an adult?
Yeah, I would have been your friend.
This has been the biggest downer of a podcast ever.
It was fun.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
Not
to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.